Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Connecting with Spirit. I am medium Michelle Stockatelny. I am a medium, a healer, someone who likes to teach all about this stuff. We already have lots of callers, so I'm not going to take up your time telling you too much about myself, but it's important to know that when I work with spirit, it is with a very humble heart. I'm very open to all possibilities. So what we're going to be doing today is I'll be taking callers from obviously people I don't know, and I will be working with my spirit guides to connect you with your loved ones and spirit guides to provide whatever sort of message is needed for you at this time. So if you're on hold, thank you for being so patient. I'll try to get to as many people as I can during this next hour. You're welcome to ask a question if there's something specific you would like guidance on, or we can just see what Spirit has to say for you. Let's take our first caller now. Hello, you're on the air. May I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Maria.
Maria?
Yes, ma'am.
Maria, hi. Hi, Maria. How are you?
Hi, I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. So are you calling to ask for just a general spirit message, or is there something you would like to talk about today?
I'd like to know about my place of employment, please.
Your employment? Is that what she said?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do then is I'll connect with your energy, and then we'll bring forward one of your spirit guides or loved ones and see what they have to say about it. When it has to do with things like employment or relationships, stuff like that, we have to understand that spirit can only provide so much, because we always, while we're here, we think, well, why can't you just tell me? Why can't you just tell me when I'm going to get the job or when I'm going to get the promotion and all that? But they can't interfere with our life lessons. So what they can provide mostly is guidance, unless whatever information they provide for you will not actually affect the outcome or the life lesson that you might be intended to learn. So all I want you to do, Maria, is just try to relax and breathe in through your nose, exhale through your mouth, and we're going to see what spirit has to say for you, okay?
All righty, thank you.
Okay, I'm connecting with your energy now, Maria. Okay, Maria, so the first things I'm noticing as I'm connecting with your energy, it's almost like this sinking feeling in my tummy, so that tells me that, obviously that's a sign for worry. It feels like you're more worried than you are stressed, if that makes sense. To me, it feels like you're trying to stay afloat and trying to keep everything as normal as possible, but it does feel like there's a lot of worry about the future as well as just like the immediate future even. It feels like obviously there's a lot of uncertainty. What I also feel with you, though, is that there is this, well, the word I'm hearing is doubt. It feels like you're doubting things even if they're happening, you know, at a seemingly good rate. It seems like you're kind of not entirely sure what is going to happen, as well as you're, even if things are happening okay and things are kind of going along smoothly, you're still kind of focusing on the doubt and the worry. Does that make sense to you?
The doubt and the worry, things aren't going smoothly, though. I've, you know, been facing a lot of challenges at my work,
mm-hmm.
and I just, you know, don't know if everything's going to work out or...
Right. Well, don't forget, what your definition of working out is might vastly differ from what spirit might think is actually working out, because obviously when one door closes, another opens, and, you know, we don't always know what's coming up for us. So what I do feel is one of your spirit guides coming forward, and I don't know if you've been listening to the show before, if you have any idea about my idea of spirit guides, so I'll just fill everyone in who's listening for the first time. But for me, spirit guides are those spirits that have been with us for our entire lives. We don't necessarily remember them, because we come here and we forget, but they know us very, very well. And so how you know a spirit guide is with you is based on the information they bring forward about your personal path, things that I couldn't possibly know. So I'll describe yours as well as give you a name and all that. I hope that interests you. Some people aren't interested in their spirit guides, but, you know, for me, it's very important that you know who's talking to you, okay? So the guide that's coming forward for you today, Maria, is your guardian. And these guardians are the ones that help us to avoid situations we don't need to experience, as well as to give us those gut instincts. And already I can feel that yours gives you a lot of gut instincts, but sometimes it's hard for you to trust it. So I do feel he's a male vibration. He's showing himself as Native American, and I feel like he's showing me an owl, and I feel that might be his, okay, yeah. There's an owl on his right shoulder, and this beautiful gray owl, and I feel like there's a lot of wisdom there and a lot of connection through this owl. So I do feel your guardian's name is Gray Owl. What he's bringing forward today for you, Maria, is that, okay. So what he's saying is that you, He's trying to put this in the best possible terms. He says sometimes you can create certain situations even though there might not be that exact situation happening. So it's almost like there's a bit of worry and it kind of gets bigger and bigger even though nothing might have actually happened yet regarding that. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's what I'm worried about is what could be happening next week.
Exactly. And so what he's saying is that let's not worry until there's something to worry about. You know, he's saying that you're stealing your peace right now, you know, the possibility of having any level of inner peace at this time because you're focusing on what could be, what might happen. And he says that, you know, whatever might happen, you know, it's not set in stone. It's not set in stone simply because everyone that's involved with this, it would be based on their own free will choices. So all you can do at this time is to let go of what you cannot control, he says. So you can't control what, you know, the employer might decide or what your coworkers might decide to do or say or how they might react to a situation. All you can do is focus on your own personal reactions and personal actions. And you have to, you know, let go and trust that whatever does occur is for your greater good, even though it might not feel that way because obviously, you know, we'd be worried about income and all that kind of stuff. But those are the kind of things that we go through while we're here simply because it teaches us a lesson. It teaches us patience. It teaches us compassion for ourselves because I feel like you're someone who can be very hard on yourself and you're kind of like what I feel with the gray owl is that he's saying you're it's almost like you're being tough on yourself for not having a solution to a problem that hasn't even occurred yet. Does that make sense to you?
Kind of.
Okay, so do you feel like you should already know what you should be doing, even though you're not entirely certain what actually is going to happen? Because that's what he's saying.
No, because I know what I'm going to do if certain events do happen. It's just that, you know, I want everything to work out and go smooth at work. You know, I'm tired of conflicts and, you know, just having to deal with situations that are just ridiculous and brought on by other people, you know.
Right.
Well,
you get to decide your level of involvement, though. You get to decide whether or not you're going to engage someone who might be bringing drama to work. You get to decide whether or not you're going to put yourself in a position where, you know, you'll be taking on all of the stress, even though it might not actually have anything to do with your personal role at that place of employment. So he's suggesting that for the time being, until there's a problem, until there's actually something you need to solve, try to step back and let others do as they will and do your part without, you know, kind of allowing others to pile onto your own stress. You get to decide whether or not their energy is, you know, affecting yours. You get to decide whether or not you're engaging them in the conversations or the, you know, drama or whatever is going on there that, you know, you get to decide how involved you get to be in all of this. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
You may not feel
really,
like you get to.
It's my boss and the higher ups who keep involving me in all this, and you can't exactly tell your boss, you know, I'm sorry, you can't bother me with this, you know?
Well, you don't have to say it in so many terms, but if it actually is not a part of your personal position in that place of employment, you can set boundaries. Just because someone is your boss doesn't mean that they can do whatever they want. I mean, you can actually say, okay, this is not part of my role in this place. You know, you can set clear limits with them or ask them to define the boundaries for you so that you know exactly what they expect of you because you can't, you know, just because you're employed in this place doesn't mean that they get to, you know, put more onto you that is not part of your actual position. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, but in the place that I'm currently employed at, it doesn't work like that at all. I mean, I've worked in other jobs, you know, where it's been like that, and the boundaries were clear and they were defined and everybody had their roles, but in this place, it just switches from day to day.
Right. And so it sounds like that this might be your encouragement to actually work to define those boundaries and to work to define the clear limits, because otherwise you're just going in every single day not knowing what to expect. And that obviously isn't the makings of a happy environment for anyone. I would assume that everyone around you as well is feeling kind of, well, what is today going to hold? I think that it's important for you if you feel that you can speak up to someone. I'm sure there's someone there that you feel you could speak to about possibly working to set those clear limits so that you all understand what your role is without having to come in every single day and not know what is being expected of you. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes a lot of sense, and a lot of us have been trying to do this. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's very hard to get people to listen to you when they've done the same thing day in and day out for a long time.
Right. Well, No worries. So what I'm feeling from your guardian is that simply it's up to you. Again, I know you're saying you can't decide how involved you are in all of this, but what I'm feeling is that you actually can, and this might actually set a really good example for what you might call the higher-ups in terms of your place of employment, because then they get to see that, okay, we can't just do whatever we want. We can't just throw this at people all the time. Like they need to know too. I mean, they're at the end of the day, they're just people too. They know, with lessons to learn and lives to lead. So, you know, as long as you're being and honest and open, I feel that you would be very well suited to be in the position to encourage them to set those boundaries. And to, if they're not willing to, then you need to set your own boundaries based on what you know is your position at this place. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay, good. So I hope that you'll take that to heart and think about, you know, over the weekend, what you could say or do on Monday that would make it better for you. You know, focus on yourself, because you can't make it better for everyone. But if you lead by example, you might actually be surprised by how positive the changes can be. If you bring in, you know, if you go to work and you've set your boundaries, you know, with yourself and with others, and you're able to uphold that and to, you know, make it very clear to others. And again, setting boundaries isn't about being mean or saying, okay, well, if you do this, I'm just walking out or anything like that. It's not ultimatums and threats. It's just, you know, this is my job. This is what I do. I'm happy to do it. But if you expect more of me, you're going to have to sit down and be very clear about this. And then we need to talk about it. And that goes for coworkers and employers, because, you know, sometimes, especially, and I do feel with your energy, you're probably the kind of person who likes to help others. And so you're willing to take on a little bit extra, but you know, there has to be a limit so that you can have peace of mind. You shouldn't be carrying your work home with you all the time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that definitely makes sense.
Okay. So I hope that you enjoy the message from your guardian. I hope that you connect with him from now on, and that you can rely on your guides for this kind of guidance, because they are there to help you, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, Maria. Thank you. Take care. Blessings to you. Sometimes we have difficulty, you know, especially when it comes to employment. I understand that, because we feel like we can't speak up because, you know, we don't want to lose our jobs or anything like that. But we also have to remember that those who employ us to work with them or for them, I mean, they're people. They have lives to lead just like everyone else. And sometimes, you know, if they're not fully cognizant of what you're experiencing, they can't help make anything better. Of course, in this case, she was making it clear to them and they weren't listening, and this happens too. But, you know, there are always ways to work around that, always ways to try to encourage change in a positive way. And generally speaking, it does have to do more with what you do with yourself as opposed to trying to change others. So, you know, you can't go to your boss and say, well, hey, I only want to work this amount of hours as opposed to this amount of hours. What you need to do is to focus on what you can personally change and bring that attitude, bring that energy to your place of employment and see what kind of changes unfold, because everyone around you will subconsciously, you know, kind of feel the energy change within you. People might not verbalize it as such, but it's very true. When you start to raise your vibration, when you start to let go of more, start to focus on forgiveness and, you know, doing what's best for you personally, people pick up on that and they start to either, you know, want to emulate that and try to get to that point for themselves as well, or they, you know, kind of go the opposite way. But again, that has nothing to do with you. It's about their own personal path. Okay, we're going to take another caller now. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin.
Melvin? So make
yes,
sure
ma'am.
I have it right. Hi, Melvin. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Thank you for taking my call today.
Oh, absolutely. Would you like a message from Spirit, or is there a question that you'd like to ask?
There's a question I'd like to ask. I don't know how to word this, but, I'm just going through a lot in my life right now, and I'm interested in meeting, being in a relationship, and it seems like it's so difficult for me to, like, come across to, you know, someone with the same interest in me. So I just
right.
want to ask you, like, you know, when do you see me, like, in a relationship?
Okay, well, this, to me, is more of a guidance question, and I'm going to give some guidance from my guides. And I, when it has to do with attracting the partner. We have to be very aware of the kind of energy we're sending out there. So often people will ask, well, when is the love of my life going to come into my life? And I always end up saying, when you're finally ready. And what I mean by this is simply that sometimes we're so focused on what we want in a partner that we're waiting for that partner just to show up in our lives. But we forget, well, what am I doing personally to attract that partner? What am I doing personally to get my vibration to that place where that kind of partner would be, you know, attracted to my energy? And so what I mean by this, Melvin, is that what are you doing right now in order to, you know, bring that kind of or kind of invite that kind of energy into your life? Do you know what I mean? Do you know, are you doing anything right now to try to encourage that kind of energy in your life?
I mean, yes, I'm doing, you know, prayers, and I'm doing manifestation, like talking to my spirit guides and angels, and asking our angel Michael, Raphael, Samuel, all of them, you know, to send me, you know, a woman, a good friend, and then maybe a relationship. Because I've been, you know, I've been single for a long time, and it's just me now. And I, like I said, I've been through a lot in my, my son passed away about 6 months ago, and it just went crazy, my life. And
right.
I had changed jobs, the job that I'm on, I'm not, you know, I'm just doing it because I need to pay my, you know, bills.
Right.
And, it's just a lot of negativity around me, and I try to, change the way I think, and definitely do that. But maybe I don't know if I asked the right question, but is there anything from you picking up on, like, some great changes in my life, I guess. I'm not sure. I
absolutely understand what you're going to say. And first of all, my deepest condolences about your son. I am so sorry to hear about that. With regards to your question, though, see, when you told me what you were manifesting and you're working on, you know, bringing forward a lady friend that, you know, would be in your life, what I hear is that you're asking for what you want, which is great. But what I'm not hearing is, what are you doing for your own personal healing? Because often we think that, oh, when I meet that person, I'm, you know, everything's going to just fall into place and it's going to be wonderful. But nothing actually changes until we personally choose to make changes in our life. So what I mean by that is, first of all, it's only been 6 months. And so you're still very much in the grieving process. You're still very much going through what you're going to have to go through in terms of healing. And so what I mean by healing is working on, you know, and you keep saying you've gone through a lot in this life, and I definitely believe that. And so what I'm hearing, Melvin, is that there's a lot of healing to be done. And often we do not meet the person that we're ready to be with until we've really focused on ourselves and our paths. And sometimes we avoid doing this because it, you know, it's painful and difficult, and it brings up stuff we don't want to think about, and feelings and emotions and thoughts we don't particularly enjoy. But by being willing to do that kind of work, to focus on acceptance, forgiveness, and letting go, and to focus on our own personal path, to focus on what we need to do for ourselves, this is what helps us to get to that place to where we're ready to invite someone like that into our lives. I'm sure she's out there, and I have no doubts about that, but it won't happen until you're ready, like truly ready. You might say you're ready, but I feel like there's so much healing that needs to take place first. Does that make sense?
What type of healing? I mean, what I need to do to, you know, what type of healing? Do I need healing
Well, no, you don't, like, when I say healing, it means focusing, like, okay, for instance, do you often have thoughts come up in your mind that are like replaying things that have happened from the past, and then with that kind of memory, it brings up like unpleasant emotions or physical reactions. Does that make sense to you?
A little, yes, ma'am. I mean,
right.
But I
and
didn't
so
realize that I was doing that. I mean, because
you weren't doing that. Actually, it's something that we all go through when we're ready to start healing. And often we think, oh, I don't want to think about this. I don't want to remember this thing from the past. I don't want to go through that again. What it actually is our, you know, you can call it whatever you want, your higher self or your inner, you know, inner spirit, whatever you want to call it, it's that part of us that's reminding us that, you know what, we're still carrying that energy with us. We haven't yet fully healed from it. And if we're thinking about it and it keeps coming up in our minds, that's our way of saying you're finally ready to do the work to heal from it. And so how you do the work is by, you know, working on replaying that again in your mind, but watching it as an observer, seeing how you felt during that moment and accepting that that's what occurred. And, you know, this was your part. And then there was a part of whoever else was involved, and then working towards forgiveness of self and others. Forgiveness is key, but not without acceptance first. And then eventually, with much, you know, focus on all of this, it comes to letting go. And by letting go, I mean no longer allowing that interaction or situation to have any power over you in your life, which means that when you start thinking about it again, you acknowledge that it happened, but it doesn't cause you to feel upset or, you know, sad or angry or anything like that. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it makes sense, but I didn't know that those type of things was happening to me, and that's why I have not, you know, met a woman, you know, in my life,
right.
Just to take out for lunch. I didn't know that, you know, like what you're saying, I didn't know that those, I had a problem, you know, an issue with.
Well, I'm not saying you have a problem. It's that,
yeah,
you know,
right.
And sometimes you do meet
me
some,
from,
well,
from meeting
stop.
A woman.
Right. It doesn't necessarily prevent it from happening. It just is something that often we go through before we meet the person that we're meant to be with, or the person that we're going to resonate with very strongly. It's not that you're being punished and, you know, that she's being held back from you until you do some work on yourself. It's just that until you do that work, you're likely to meet people that aren't exactly what you're looking for. Does that make sense? But you're wanting to meet someone very specific. And so right now, without doing all that work, yeah, you'll definitely meet someone, but she likely won't have the qualities that you're looking for until you really start to focus on yourself and focus on your peace and your happiness and, you know, things that we tend to kind of push to the side because we want to focus on someone else's happiness because it's easier, you know, trying to make someone else happy than ourselves. But when we learn to be okay with who we are, accept ourselves, accept, you know, and forgive ourselves for the things from the past and all of that, then we're finally in a place where we start putting that energy out there where whether or not you find that partner, you're okay with you. And that's the important thing. And that's when you're ready to meet that partner that you've been looking for. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. That makes sense there. Yeah. And yes, ma'am. That makes sense.
Okay, Melvin, I hope this gets you started. And I obviously I wish I could sit there and tell you a day and a time when you're going to meet her. But I do feel like for you specifically, there'll probably be a few people that you meet along the way, along your own personal healing journey. And then when you're really ready, she's going to be there and it'll just make sense at the time. It'll just feel like you've known her forever. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, Melvin. You're welcome. So
all
many
right.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yes, it's one of the things I, you know, as much as I wish I could just say, oh, you're going to meet so-and-so on this day. And I mean, it can happen where, you know, spirit might give some information regarding that. But for the most part, we don't really receive that simply because it has a lot to do with what you're putting out there. And it also has a lot to do with free will choices that we can't say you're definitely going to make. So that's why if someone says, oh, you know, I can tell you exactly who you're going to meet. I mean, it can happen. Again, I've seen it. It's happened. It's come forward before, but it's rare. It's very rare. And I don't like to say that, oh, definitely this is going to happen. If, you know, it's kind of a contingent on you doing the actual work or you doing what you need to do to get to that place for that to happen. And sometimes, too, I think this is one of the main reasons that spirit often doesn't say, oh, this is definitely going to happen for you, is because if you thought for sure, no matter what, this is going to happen, you don't put any effort into it. And that's why we're here. We're here to put effort into life. We're here to learn, grow, to progress. And often, obviously, the only way we're going to learn is through hardships and challenges and obstacles and all of those fun things that we, you know, call, you know, that make up our daily lives. So I think that when you're more able to go with the flow and more able to be in the moment and to focus on what you have in front of you, as opposed to worrying about what's coming down the road 6, you know, 9, 12 months from now, it helps you to kind of be at peace with things, to be more accepting of where you are in this moment, as opposed to thinking, oh gosh, I should have done this, you know, 10 years ago, or I should be doing this by now, or I should know this by now. There's no timeline in spirit. There's no, you're not going to be, you know, stuck here until you learn a certain amount of lessons or anything like that. We are here to learn, but it's more than that. The experience itself is, you know, in essence, all of our learning. It's not just, oh, I have to learn like these three lessons and then I'm good. You know, it's constant state of learning and being open and aware and, you know, trying to focus on what we can do to raise our own vibrations. And, you know, not everyone's going to resonate with the idea of raising our vibrations. But another way to put it, as I'm hearing from my guides right now, it's to focus on being the person you know you can be. I think all of us kind of know deep down what, like, who we could be in this life. And not to say, like, oh, we're trying to be someone we're not, but no, who we can be at our core, at our core being, where, you know, when there's no stress and when there's no negativity and when there's no drama and no family issues and no, you know, relationship issues and, you know, no worries about money and work and all that, with all of those things, it's kind of, it's funny, my guardian white wolf is giving this to me right now. He's like, it's the person you are when you're on vacation, you know, when you're away from it all and, you know, everything's wonderful. But, you know, a few days before you have to go home, you feel that stress creeping up again and you start to feel more tense again because you know that this is coming to an end. Try to think about who you are when you're on vacation, you know, and who you are when you're not bogged down by the stress of daily life. And that's what I mean by raising your vibration. That's getting to that place where you're more accepting, you're more loving, you're more in the moment, you're not so focused on time and, you know, appointments and, you know, where you have to be when and all of that stuff. So this is something that I think we all can work towards a little bit in our lives. And also being compassionate with ourselves too, simply because it's not going to be perfect. No matter how quote unquote spiritual you are in this life, you're going to get angry. You're going to yell. You're going to get upset. You're going to be frustrated with something that, you know, would seem ridiculous to you later on. And that's okay. That's one of the lessons I had to learn, because when I was much younger, I used to think that, oh, if I want to be a medium and I want to help people in this way, I have to live a perfect life. I have to not make any mistakes. I have to, you know, just be this, being of emanating pure love all the time and just be, you know, always have the answers and to never do anything quote unquote wrong or to not make any mistakes and to live a very certain kind of life. And then as I've grown into my role as a medium over the many years I've been doing this, I find that I'm so far removed from that idea. I feel more real now. I feel like, okay, well, yeah, I have bad days. I get angry. I get frustrated like everyone else. I do things that, you know, I wish I hadn't, and that's okay. I like that I don't have to be perfect, because there is no such thing as perfection in this realm. So it's almost like I've given myself this freedom to just be who I am. You know, it's like it or leave it. You know, I'm not going to resonate with everyone. I'm not going to be able to make beautiful connections for every single person, because not always, like, a medium can't be the medium for every single person. So sometimes that connection can't be made and there's no ego about it. You let it go and wish them well and pray that they'll find the right medium for them. You know, it's simply about being okay with who you are in the moment and not being upset about, you know, all of the intricacies of life where, you know, oh, you have to be this person for so-and-so and you have to be constantly a pillar of strength and this rock of support. You know, the less you, it's not that about having lowered expectations of yourself, but it's more about being realistic. You know, it's not going to be perfect. Life is messy and complicated sometimes, and it's very much imperfect. And the more we can just simplify our role in this life, just by being who we are, giving what we can and letting go of the rest, taking time for ourselves, that's just enough. You know, I think that we often, for whatever reason, in this very fast-paced society at this time, we think we have to do it all and do it all in a day, and it's just not the case. I can't tell you how many times Spirit has just said, please just slow down. Stop trying to do so much. What are you trying to do? You know, because even your guides, I mean, they're not at a level of perfection. It doesn't exist for us at this time where we are in this moment. It's so far down the line. So, like, why are we holding ourselves to a ridiculous standard when even our guides are still learning, and, you know, even the levels above them are still learning and growing, and there's so much more that we can't possibly comprehend while we're here that there is to our, you know, our being. So let it go. Have fun. Laugh more. Try to just take it a little bit less seriously, because at the end of the day, all that stuff, it does not define you. Okay, so try to be a little less hard on yourselves. Let's take another caller. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hi, it's Erica.
Erica? Hi, Erica. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm sorry, you're cutting out a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Can you talk right into the mic? It's okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, sorry.
No worries. Oh, so sorry, Erica, you're cutting out. Sweetheart, you're cutting out. I can't hear. I can hear you now, but every time you start talking, I can't. So try again. You wanted to ask about what?
If there is anything, like, positive that I can, like, look forward, like, in, like, the next 2 months or something. I don't know.
Okay. Sorry, are you referring to, like, relationships or just life in general?
Yeah, just anything. I feel like it's also been a very challenging year for me, and it doesn't help that I'm going to be working, like, every day except Saturdays, and I'm, like, stranded in college town. Like, I don't get to go back home, and, like, every weekend, if back home, like, there's something, like, fun to do, or, like, this weekend, everyone went to Oregon. And last weekend, everyone went to the beach, you know, and I got to go to that one. But it's just very, like, it really sucks that I'm stranded in, you know, college town.
Right. Okay, well, what I can do, Erica, I'll connect with your energy and see what your guides or loved ones have to say about it, okay? So just try to relax, inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. And let's just see what comes forward for you, okay? Okay, Erica, so the first thing that I'm noticing is I'm connecting with your energy, and they might bring up stuff that you aren't necessarily thinking you're going to hear about, but that's just spirit, and I have to give what I get. I'm feeling a bit of nausea, which tells me that there's usually when I feel this kind of nausea, either you've been sick recently or it's more of an anxiety issue. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It does.
So when I feel this... Okay, and so when I'm feeling this kind of energy, it tells like because the way I also feel it is my like my arms are tensing up, so it tells me that you actually for you, I feel like you're very young, and it feels like you carry a lot of tension in your body for someone who is quite young, and I'm not saying young in a bad way, just youthful if you don't mind, but it does feel like you carry a lot of tension in your body. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like, you notice that like
recently,
where it's like.
Yeah, I was recently in an accident, and I have like attorneys and insurances like making me go crazy, but it wasn't even my fault. Like, you know, that's not disputable. So, something's wrong.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So what I feel from your guides, it's like they're coming forward as a team. I'll try to describe one of them, but I feel like they're all kind of coming forward right now because they really want to talk to you. Okay. So what I'm feeling from your guides as a whole, they're just kind of like all surrounding you right now. They feel like you are putting a lot of pressure on yourself and that you're, because I'm wondering, well, why are you in this place for these 2 months instead of being with family and all that, or being at, at your hometown and all that. And what I'm feeling from them is that some of it's by choice. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I paid my summer rent here, and I got an internship at the governor's office, which to me sounded like a really good idea, but sometimes I do think it's worth quitting everything
and
just
so
going back home.
Right. Well, this is something I feel, because again, like they're giving me this impression that it wasn't decided for you. This is something you chose, and they're not saying, oh, you have to just, you know, follow through with it. What I'm feeling from them is that you need to be honest with yourself. If it's not resonating with you, if you don't feel good about it, if it's making you that sick, I don't know if you're getting sick to your stomach yet or not, but that nausea was pretty strong for me. If it's not working for you, then do what you need to do to find your happiness. You're not in a position where you need to, like, I don't feel like you need to necessarily be where you are right now. It feels like if there's something that's calling to you, you know, you can choose to make changes. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, and I recently got a job 2 days ago, and I really like it there. So it's too late. I just can't. And I can't, So I'm sucking it up, and I was just hoping, for more positive things to look forward to.
Right. Well, a lot of it, what I'm feeling is that a lot of it has to do with how you're looking at the situation. So you're like right now, what I'm hearing is, oh, I'm not doing this. I'm missing out on this. I'm not getting to experience that. Well, how about we change that to, well, okay, yeah, I might be not doing that thing, but I'm doing this instead. You can find, like, I feel like all around you, there's stuff going on. I feel like there's things you could be doing that would make you very happy. So I think that you need to try to focus more where you are and reach out to other people, make plans with other people, make your own fun, because it feels like that's what you really need. It feels like there's a lot of, you know, you need more socializing. It feels like you need to get out there and do something else. I don't know what it's like where you live, if there's actually any nightlife or anything like that at this time, but what I'm hearing is that there's always something you can do. And it feels like even just having a picnic in the park on Sunday, like, you know what I mean? Or whatever your day off was, Saturday, you know, there's little things you can do, right? You know, it might seem silly or like not that significant if others are doing other things, but you have to respect the fact that you're choosing to, you know, pay, like you're working hard. You're choosing to have this experience, which is going to help you in the future. And I feel like you're focusing so much on what you're missing out on, but you're not realizing what you're doing for yourself right now. You're being responsible. You're doing something that is going to help you. And you're kind of, what I'm feeling with this is that you are essentially like, you're not seeing all the opportunities that are actually right in front of you. So I know that you're asking, okay, well, is something good going to happen to me in the next 2 months? Well, I feel like something good could happen to you today. It's all about what you choose to do and how you choose to make this experience. You could choose to be upset about it and resentful and not enjoy it at all, or you could choose to accept what you've chosen and make the best of it in your own personal way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I was thinking that too, like, I gotta be so, like, I don't know what the word is, I forgot, but I need to look at the positive, like, okay, so today I was like, okay, well, I want to go to the theme park, or we've been having plans, like, it's 2 hours away where I used to live, and not my hometown, my hometown's 3, so I was like, oh, we should go do something today, or even, like, going to the theme park, because it's my day off. Like, I want to enjoy it. But then I'm just like, okay, I probably don't want to drive, and I'd rather clean my room and just do little things here, you know?
Right.
And, so, yeah, I'd rather not be in a rush. Like, oh, I need to head back tomorrow.
Right. And there's things you can do there. I mean, you have one day off, which I don't know why you don't get two. I think you need a bit more time off. But what I'm feeling is that there's so much more you could do to make the most of it. And, you know, even just, you know, having a invite a friend over or something like that, and, you know, watch movies all day or something like that. Like, enjoy your time. Take rest. Don't feel like you always have to constantly fill your schedule up with so much. Sometimes having that downtime, that time for yourself just to relax and just be in the moment, it makes all of the other work much more worth it. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And my buddy left to study abroad. And I don't really talk to that many people here in this college town. Like, it's really dead. Everyone just leaves to go back home to their hometown and work there, which is what I should have been doing. But I don't know. I think you're right. I just need to think that way as well. And then there's other things that I can myself, like, go on a run. I need to lose
myself. So, well, don't think like that. I think you don't have to worry about that kind of thing. You worry about just being healthy. You just worry about nourishing your body with foods that are going to, you know, invigorate you. And you know, like the saying goes, you know, everything you put in your body either, you know, heals or, you know, does the opposite of that. So don't worry about how many pounds you think you need to lose. That's not what you need to focus on. Just try to focus on being happy with yourself, you know, being in the moment with what you're doing and appreciate the food that you have, because so few, you know, have the kind of nourishment that they need.
Yeah, I'm very picky with my diet. No pop, no candy. I'm very strict. Like, no, I try
well,
to
that might
sugars as much.
Right. Well, that's good and all, but I think every now and again, everyone deserves a piece of chocolate cake. So try to have some fun, because you know what? Trust me, when you get to a certain age, the sugar thing, absolutely, but you're still young, you could enjoy it. I'm not saying indulge, but everything in moderation. Don't deprive yourself of all the joys of this life. Do something that's going to make you happy, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, Erica. You're welcome. And try to enjoy your day off, okay? Try to do something fun for yourself. Go get a pedicure. Go even give yourself a pedicure or something fun for you, okay?
All right.
Okay, Erica. Bye. Good luck to you. Blessings. Bye-bye. Yeah, sometimes it's hard for us to, you know, we can definitely always see that others might be having more fun than we are during the summer months. I completely understand that. But there's always something that you can do. There is always something that you can choose to experience, even if it might seem, not like a big deal or anything like that to you. But, you know, it's all about how you feel in the moment. And I know I keep saying that, in the moment. And so few of us actually do live in the moment because we're a bunch of people that like to know what's coming up and know the outcome and all that stuff in the future. But I feel that the more we can actually just say, okay, you know what, I'm going to watch a show and, you know, enjoy this, you know, delicious food or whatever. I mean, it's all about taking time for yourself. You know, your spirit needs that. We all need time to just decompress and relax and, you know, just enjoy doing something. You know, if you play an instrument and you haven't picked it up in a year or two, well, pick it up. If you've always been drawn to learn some sort of hobby or craft or something like that, I mean, what's stopping you? And that's the thing, even with towns that might be quiet during summer, there might still be things going on. The internet is a wonderful tool for us. You know, I don't know how we ever managed without it, right? And I did come from the era where we did manage without it, so I understand. But, you know, if you look locally, I mean, there's always something going on. There's always, like, you know, drumming circles or crafting circles or, you know, lessons or something. You know, just if you don't have a lot of friends in your town and wherever you are in the moment, and you feel the pull to kind of get out there a bit more, join something that would be useful to you. You know, take a class or, you know, just get out there a little bit more. You never know who you're going to meet. And I mean, on top of that, you might learn a very valuable skill. You know, just try to enjoy this life. Don't deprive yourself of these kind of things for whatever fears that you're experiencing, because the more you get out of your comfort zone, the easier it becomes. Trust me on that one. Okay, I'll take another caller. Hello, may I have your name, please?
Hi, this is Pat. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to reinvent myself. You know, I've spent my life caring for other people, and it's my time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I just need some validation. I'm creative. And I think of, you know, working with metals, but really what's in the forefront that I feel strongly about, because I feel so spiritual, is Reiki, taking Reiki. I just want to feel that when I do it, I'm going to be really useful at it, you know,
okay.
and intuitively.
Right. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I will connect with your energy and we'll see what your guides or loved ones have to say about it, okay? So I just want you to relax, inhaling deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. I'm just connecting with your energy just to see what your guides have to say about this. So just relax. Okay, Pat. Okay, so as I'm connecting with your energy, I do feel that your vibration is quite high, which is great, which tells me that you obviously could, and anyone can learn a healing modality of any sort. You know, you don't need to have a special gift or whatever. I never refer to any of these things as gifts because I feel like they're abilities and they're something that we can all work towards in our own way and in our own time. What I'm feeling with you specifically is, it's like the vibration is quite high, but I also feel like there's a lot of work in the heart chakra area that needs to be done. And this, when I feel a heart chakra area, almost like a bit of a blockage or, you know, kind of working through things still. And we all have blockages. You're never going to meet anyone here that doesn't have some level of a blockage in a chakra or two.
Mm-hmm.
When I feel this area, though, it tells me that it has a lot to do with emotional. And so it feels like for you specifically, it has a lot to do with the needing for forgiveness. For others and self, even though I feel like you have done some of this work, I do feel there's still more to do. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so what I feel, Pat, is that, I do feel a guide coming forward, so I'm going to bring them forward for you. Okay, yep. Okay. So your healer guide is coming forward. And these guides do help us with our physical healing and energetic healing. They can help work with the chemicals in our body and the energies around us. They also help with us to know if there's something we could do to change, you know, what we're experiencing, if we can, you know, feel a bit better. Yours is showing themselves as a female vibration. And I do feel that she's showing herself as, I'm just taking a look at her now. She's got this really, really bohemian type of energy with her. So it's like this long flowing dress, and it's very beige, and she's wearing this white top, and it's kind of like, it's very loose fitting, but tucked in also to her skirt. And she's got these like a hippie-ish type look, I guess, like a headband around her her head, and she's got this long flowing like wavy-ish dirty blonde hair, and I'm not hearing an accent with her, so I'm going to say that she's probably American or Canadian, but I feel more American than anything. And again, when they show all of this, it's only simply because it helps us to feel more connected with them while we're here. They don't actually have this appearance in spirit. This is just something that they do to help us understand who we think is walking with us or who we feel that we're connected with. I do feel her name is actually Sandra. Okay, so Sandra. Sandra's coming forward, and I feel that she's saying that, she says you would resonate with that hippie vibe, though. She says that you would, like, deep down, that's kind of, there it is. Okay, why she's chosen this appearance. Okay, good. So she's just saying, like, she just loves this about you. So she's walking barefoot, and she's got, like, these beautiful, it's you too. Okay, perfect. So you guys are, like, best friends. So what I feel with Sandra is she's coming forward, and she's like, you know, what she's saying, she's showing me her hands, and it's like she's got lots of energy flowing through her hands, obviously. Have your hands been heating up more? Because that's what I'm feeling right now, is my hands are heating up.
Sometimes.
You felt that at all? Sorry?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, okay. Or even tingles, sometimes tingles. But I feel more for you, it's specifically heat. So when you feel this is Sandra working with you and through you. And it's like she's able to help you sense when you can send energy. So what I feel with this is that you've already been doing this work. You just aren't really cognizant of it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so obviously the answer is, you know, to go for it. You feel drawn to do it, whether it's Reiki or any other modality. I mean, there's so much out there. You know, you can just look up like healing classes or healing modalities and see what else is out there. There could be something that really draws your attention, and your guides will help with this. They will draw you to exactly where you should be, because they know what you would resonate with. So don't doubt that when you feel drawn to something, it's for a reason. It's your guide saying, hey, look at this. And it's almost like they light it up with, you know, brighter colors, or it just feels like you can't look away from it. This is the way that your guides tell you that, okay, we've done the research for you, and we know who you are. We know everything that you're about. This is something that would really be useful to you. And so when things start falling into place a bit more, as I feel it, I keep hearing September with you, so I'm feeling like as autumn rolls around, things are going to start picking up for you, in the sense that you're going to be learning a lot, okay? And I feel like you really need to you know, kind of like let go of the outcome of it, because you're saying, oh, am I going to be useful of this or anything like that. Everything that you learn and everything that you practice and you know, it all depends on how much you put into it. I mean, it'll be very, you know, useful, I guess, if you want to put it that way, but not just for others, but also for yourself. And it feels like this is going to help a lot with that heart chakra and everything else that you're going through, working on your own personal healing journey as you continue to work on learning how to help others. Does that make sense?
Yes. And it's interesting, because I did connect with somebody that does Reiki, and it was so personal, and I felt so connected to this person. And it wasn't like a business type, you know, come in here and sign up. And it was so personal to me, and I really connected with her. And I felt she's the one.
Well, good. So what are you waiting for?
That's where I'm moving.
Good. Good. And I hope that you do, because, I mean, anything that you learn with regards to healing or development of any spiritual kind, it comes with you in your next lives. So this isn't like, often people, you know, especially when it comes to mediumship, people will say, well, can I really do that? Well, it doesn't matter if you can or, you know, if you feel like you can or can't. It's just a matter of how much you put into it. It always stays with you. We don't regress. We always progress. So there's no such thing as wasted learning while we're here. Anything you learn, it's going to come with you, and you're going to have that forever. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. Well, I hope this helps you and encourages you to actually pursue it and go for it. And I really wish you all the best as you do.
thank you so much for your help, and thank you, Sandra.
Wonderful. I hope you connect with her often. Talk to her.
I actually love having an actual name.
Good. Well, it does help. That's why we try to do it like this, so that we feel that it helps everyone connect more strongly with their guides. So hopefully you'll start talking with Sandra a bit more. Okay, Pat.
Okay.
Blessings
to
you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye. I love that when somebody really resonates with how their guide comes forward. And it's really important to know that, you know, the idea of guides, even for me, doing this work for a very long time, and I say very long, I don't even know what really that means anymore, because I know that I've been doing this for other lives, so I say it like that, but I don't even really understand what that means. With guides, it's an ever-evolving idea. You know, everything changes as we become more and more ready to understand things in this dimension, if you want to call it, or this realm, or this physical world, however you want to, whatever you feel comfortable calling it. The more we're ready to understand how things work in spirit. I mean, and again, everyone is going to sense it differently. You know, it has a lot to do with our perceptions, our personalities, our personal realities. You know, we have to be open to possibilities. And being open to the idea that, you know, what we feel, it could be very correct, or it might not be exactly as we feel it. But what we do while we're here is just that we have what we know, you know, from our experiences and from our perceptions and all that. And it's okay to just, you know, follow that to as long as we're trying our best to be, you know, peaceful and encouraging of others and all that, there's definitely no harm. So we just need to be open to the possibilities. So I think we have time for at least one more caller. Let's just take a look. There's so many of you today. I feel bad I can't get out to everyone. So if you didn't get a message today, please call back next Saturday. I am going to be going live next Saturday as well for a full hour of messages, and then I'll be taking a bit of a summer break after that for a bit. Just trying to connect to someone right now. Hello? May I have your name, please? Oh, it didn't go through. Okay, let's see. Hello, may I have your name, please? Hello?
Hi, hello?
Hello, may I have your
name?
Hi, can you hear me?
Akanksha. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name.
Yeah, this is Akanksha.
I'm sorry?
I'll spell it. A-K-A-N-K-S-H-A.
Okay, thank you so much. And how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What can I help you with today?
I've been looking for a job shift for quite some time now, so I was hoping if you see anything around that.
Okay, well, I can connect with your energy and see what Spirit has to say. I don't know what they're going to say about that, because, again, as I was talking about earlier in the show, when it comes to jobs and relationships and stuff like that, so much of it depends on the free will choices of other people. So I can't promise anything, but I'm happy to connect and see what they say, okay? So just relax and just try to allow spirit to flow naturally, and we'll see what happens, okay? Okay, so as I'm connecting with your energy, well, the first things I'm noticing is a bit of tension in my forehead, as well as tension in my tummy. So that tells me that, you know, you have the tendency to be a bit of an overthinker. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
No worries. I think most of us are to an extent, but definitely I feel it with you. And I don't know if you actually get tension headaches or not, but I do feel quite a bit of tension in my head. So this is something we might want to work on, so that we don't get those kind of tension headaches, is what I'm feeling. And I'm also feeling one of your guides coming forward right now, and I feel that they're... Okay. So what I'm feeling is your joy guide coming forward. And these guides, they tend to show themselves as the appearance of children, but they're not actually children. They're in spirit. There's no age. But they do this because it helps raise the vibrations and helps us to, you know, find the joy, to be happier, more peaceful. Yours is showing themselves as a male vibration, and I feel that he's... Okay. Well, he's showing himself as like a little... a little English boy is what I'm hearing. He's showing himself about the ages of 7 or 8. I feel like his name is Christopher. So Christopher's coming forward today. He's got this brownish hair, and he's kind of got this mischievous look on his face. He's showing himself, coming forward today for you to say that, So he's kind of saying that you have a tendency to take life a little bit seriously. Does that make sense? Yes, he says that you take yourself very, very seriously. And that's okay. That's part of your personality, and that is perfectly fine. But he says right now you could stand to be a little less worried. Does that make sense?
Okay.
And so what I'm feeling with him regarding your job situation, well, I don't know. Are you in between jobs? Because he's showing me that you're looking for something. Are you looking for a new job right now?
Yes, but I have a job right now, but I'm still looking.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, I still feel like even though you have a job, you're still out there looking for something different. Well, I hear the word better. Are you looking for something better? Is that what
yes.
you're looking for? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what he's saying is, okay, he's smiling as he says to keep going for it. Like, I don't know if people still do this, like handing out resumes or anything like that, or if it's all online. I've been self-employed for a while now, so I don't really know how that's going in the world. But I do see, like, the image I'm getting is giving more and more and more to not give up looking, okay? Because I do feel that something better is out there for you. And when I get a time frame, I have to give it as I get it. I can't promise anything, obviously. But what I'm feeling is around the time of October, it feels like I feel way more positive energy for you around that time, okay? But don't give up between now and then, because you have to put the effort in there for it to happen, okay? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So please, like, he's, I feel like a lot of emotion with you. I feel like you really could stand to smile more and laugh more. And I know things are tough. I really do. And I feel almost like I want to cry. So it tells me that there's a lot of stuff, like pent up emotions with you. So try to let those emotions out. You know, just to remember that everything is going to be okay. Ultimately, everything will be okay. And you're going to be fine. And you need to remember this, okay? Especially when things
yes.
get tough. And so just try to...
Okay.
Try not to hold back your emotions, okay? But please know that I do, like, the exact term I'm hearing from him is better things are coming, so please keep your chin up, okay?
Okay,
so please try to smile and try to be a little happy. And I know it might be difficult, but please remember, it's going to be okay. I feel very strongly about that for you, okay?
Okay, yes.
Okay, so I want to wish you all the blessings in the world. Good luck to you.
Yes.
And I really hope that you get exactly what you're looking for, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I don't always get time frames or months or stuff like that, but when I do, I always give it because I trust Spirit would never give anything that isn't valid to the sitter, which is the person receiving the message or the reading. So that's part of this whole development. If you've ever been interested in developing, you know, that's part of it. You have to be okay with trusting your guides and trusting that what comes through is meant for that sitter. Because otherwise, if you hold back, then you're not giving the full message. And then it's almost like you're deciding what the sitter gets to hear. And that's not part of this at all. We're simply the medium. We just let that message come through us. And that's how it works. So I want to thank everyone for listening today. If you are not in Winnipeg, Manitoba, I am teaching some online workshops very soon in the autumn for September and October and November. We're going to be learning spirit guides and spiritual healing. And there's a wonderful empowerment workshop as well as what is the other one? Meditation. Yeah. So those that have trouble meditating and being in the moment, we're going to be doing all of that. So you can always look at my website, www.thespiritguidedpath.com. And if you're looking for a reading, you can always find me at www.mediummichellestockatelny.com. And if you happen to be in the Winnipeg, Manitoba area, I will be teaching a Spirit Guides course for 5 weeks starting next month, starting on August 17th at Radiance Gifts. So you can always call Radiance if you have any questions, if you'd like to sign up for that course or any of the workshops. I'm going to be teaching Dream Catchers. We're going to make Dream Catchers for a full Sunday. It's going to be wonderful in September, as well as an empowerment workshop. And we're going to be doing a psychometry and pendulum workshop as well. So if you're in the Manitoba area, then you might want to come down for this, because we're going to have a lot of fun. So otherwise, I want to wish you all a wonderful week. I will be back next week to give more messages with my guides, and after that I'll be taking a few weeks off. So I hope you have a great week, and take care of yourselves. Please do something for yourselves that makes you smile today. There's nothing more healing for self than just taking time to be it. You might feel like you're, you know, being lazy, sitting in front of the TV for a whole movie, or, you know, just doing nothing. But sometimes we need to do nothing so that we can be open to everything. Okay. You really have to think about what your body and your mind and spirit needs from time to time. Okay, so I want to wish you all the best, and we'll talk soon.